It's the noon hour, and my brain is beginning to come awake. I am the acting lord of radio, Carl Blair. This is not an emergency. The Blair on Air Light program I am doing, actually, this is very impromptu because I had other plans right at this time. Is the microphone okay? It looks crooked. I'm adjusting it now. We have a new program start. Let me just talk about sundry things on this program. And maybe I forgot to have an anniversary event of any kind whatsoever. As we stepped into another year and I suddenly started to dance. But this is not the dance program. That'll come at some other time. Yes, the very first... Now, it depends on what you're counting. And I'm counting on my being able to carry this off. To where, I'm not sure. But we began streaming on the Internet. Let's pick that as what we'll count. And how many of them are there? But we did. On June 1st, I think it was 2007, after testing our streaming since sometime in March of that same year, and then we went on the air, and I think I got the numbering wrong because sometimes I tend to do that, but I do believe we're now in our sixth year, and I'm trying to make sure the microphone picks up all of my clarity. I don't know, I feel kind of silly today. It's a midsummer thing. It's not midsummer, but actually midsummer is midsummer when you get right down to it. June 21st, the first day of summer, is the middle of the summer. And I'll tell you why. Because it's the longest day of the year. That's a center point in the year. After that, the days get shorter, and then you... And there's nothing else that works out so symmetrically as this conversation has. Now, yesterday, I had a periodic meeting with two of the people that provide support to KDX World Round Radio, and they are Jackie Sinclair, our radio consultant, and shall go nameless, the computer consultant. He doesn't like being on the radio, his name or his... He won't talk on the radio, for example, whereas Jackie Sinclair has had many unabashed conversations with us. You may have heard them. So we were disappointed a week earlier, Margarine, when we found that the long-standing restaurant where we met over many years' time, and which had a long history going all the way back to the beginning of my radio career, when it was a sponsor on the very first FM station that I ever worked for, and a restaurant which at that time, as a sponsor, provided free lunch to the staff of the radio station, and guess how often I was down there? Loved it. Well, we arrived a week ago in the parking lot of this long, legendary restaurant, this legacy restaurant, and there was a truck being loaded. No customers in the parking lot at all. And luckily, the truck had a man, a loader, and we were able to ask him, well, what's going on? And he said, oh, they're closed. Or we're closed, because I think he was a member of the closing team. Probably brought in from New Jersey to close the place down. Closed, and it was, if you went around to the front of the building and looked from, you could see a big auction sign. So something was being auctioned off, and I thought, well, I want to get the broken booth where we sat so often. But I didn't attend the Oz. But so we canceled all that week. Had no backup plan. Now, after talking about it for 1 week, just half a block down the street was a junk food drive-through kind of place. So we decided to meet there as an interim, which we did yesterday. And these two people joined me at table. And the restaurant was real good, very low brow. In fact, it was so below the brow, you wouldn't even mention the brow. It was about low belly button. I don't know. Low knee. How low can you go, really? And so a lot of the customers, looking around, they looked like the derelict people whose photographs you see on all the websites of people who eat junk food and what happens to them. They all looked like that. And the other way they looked was like they'd just gotten out of prison that day and were finally back at their favorite drive-thru. And you can drive right in and sit down at a rickety, some kind of furniture that they have. But while we were waiting at the counter for things to happen, there was this intrusion. Beep, 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 beep. And I said, oh, that's loud. And I looked at the order taker guy, who probably had the title of manager. I've always wanted to be a manager. The answer to this is obvious, but I hadn't, like this program, I didn't take the time to think through what I was saying, and I said, do you have to work with that loud noise? And he just half smiled and didn't give me eye contact. But it was really loud, and he said, goes off whenever people drive up to the drive-up, because we can't see anything from in here. But that beep, just in case we're more than a foot away, then we'll definitely hear that. Well, yeah, you can. I think I've heard that from here, and I'm 10 miles away now. I think I can hear it. And then a woman who was waiting in lines joined the conversation, and she said, I work at this retirement place, and we have buzzers on all the doors that go off, and they're very loud. And she said, the reason for the buzzers is because the inhabitants, or the inmates, what do they call them at a retirement center? The residents are always trying to escape. And when they leave their room, the buzzer goes off, and we check on them right away because they're trying to escape. And I said, well, do they know where are they going? And she said, well, they want to go home. They don't want to be in the retirement center. They want to go home. And I said, do they know the bus route? And she said, bus route? All they want to do is get out of this building and then worry about the other part of it once they're out. So it was a very interesting conversation. And she said, we used to, the days when we tied them down are gone. So now we have the buzzers. Everything's being improved. Wonder how we could improve things here at the radio station. We'll think about that, and as we do, now the reason I'm doing this program, I noticed that Harry Shearer is only 50 minutes long today, and there'll be a 10-minute blank spot, so I've rushed to the rescue. Thank me.